Today we're going to talk about minyan. The word minyan is to count. You count 10 people. Everybody knows we need 10 people. But it's not about 10 people. It's about the tziruf of the minyan. It's a key word in the halacha, in the paiskim. Tziruf means they got to be connected. What's called the tziruf for the minyan? So first of all, if you have 10 people that are davening in 10 different houses, they're on the same block, or in the same house in 10 different rooms, that's not called a tziruf. That could be 10 people davening at the same time. You need a tziruf. Tziruf ha-minyan. Somehow connected. Now what's called connected? So understandably, if they're in the same room, it's called connected. If it's not in the same room, it's not connected. They could all be on the same WhatsApp and the same telephone at the same time, davening, it's still not going to be a tziruf. So let's discuss, sometimes they daven mincha outside. For example, they go on a trip, or for example, you went to the Siyam HaShas. They went to the daven mincha, so a lot of people made minyanim, right?
Makeshift minyanim.
They call it makeshift, that's what they're called when they daven outside before they come in. So the question is, there is no house, room, that's mitzarif them. So what makes it tziruf? How close do they have to be standing together to make it tziruf? Now when people listen to this, what is he talking about? So first of all, let me begin by telling you, b'chlal, it's not so simple, you'll have davening in the street. It's not so pashut. The Gemara says clearly, we learned it in the daf, Perik ein oimdim, daflami dalam with base, Omer of Kahana, Chatzif alai man the matzli bibiksa.
Yeah.
It's very disrespectful. It's a chatzifut. To daven in an open place. Rashi explains, you need room, walls around you, because then it's sniut. It's more private. Tzniut leads to anava, a matmelach. So therefore you need what? Not an open space. So we have a big question. Is it right to make a minyan in the street? Is it right to make a minyan in the street? Pisces over there asks the question. And he says, wait a minute. The first person to make up mincha, he davened in the outside. He davened in an open field. Chazal tell us he made up mincha. Sade is an open field. So Taisus gives two terutzim. One teretz, yesh loimar, the hasa mayir bahar maria. That's a different story. Davin in the kaisel. Tell me, is the kaisel in an open place?
Yeah.
It's an open place. The only thing is, I don't know if it's really open. You have a wall in front of you, and you have walls behind you and around you. Hard to call that really an open place. But either way, if I would daven in a other makom kadosh, could you daven in an open place? Could you daven in an open place? Maybe Hamaria, you see, it's a makom tefillah. Maybe a makom tefillah is not like an open space. Then Taisus gives a different teretz. The problem with Biksa is that it was people passing by. But if it's a secluded area, then you don't have the problem of what? A big sada. That Yitzchak davened, he davened where there was nobody passing by. So let's discuss what the Pardes Yosef comes and says a different answer. He was between trees. So the trees were walls. How do you know what the sada looked like? Biksa is what? An open field. Sada could have been what? A field that had trees. So when there's trees around, the trees become mechitzos. And therefore it's not called an open space. So let's go back to our mincha. We daven, let's say, mincha in front of this stadium by the Siyam HaShas. Is that called an open place? Yeah. Are people going and coming? A little bit. A lot of traffic there. You stood in a side. I don't know, you really, that was a side. And here's the bigger question. How far of a distance do all these 10 people have to be? As halacha, if the people are on two sides of a road, they're not mitzdarif. Because the road is mafsik. You see, it's a very important halacha. And today we're going to discuss all these issues of tziruf, where you can't say all the 10 people are together. So this applies to you, or this doesn't concern you at all? So why don't you sit down? Okay, so again, Rabbi Yisai, it's a very important halacha. A person says, I down with a minion. You know, the key is not the minion. The key is the with the minion. The key is the word tziruf. You understand? So if someone walks over to you and says to you, yeah, 10 people, minion, it's more important to pay attention to the with a minion. Now, with a minion can be together, davening word for word. That's one point. We'll talk about that a different time. But there's also with a minion, with the people of the minyan, litzaret, chayav liot tziruf. Otherwise, it's 10 single people davening. And one of the cases that are brought, that the tziruf cannot be mitzdarif if it's one distance from the other, and we'll discuss that. But before we go there, I also want to talk about who could you use for a minyan. A lot of times, you have mechalei Shabbos. It's a big problem with a minyan. Ein litzarev l'minyan mish mechal Shabbos b'farhesya. It has to be that he was mechal Shabbos b'farhesya. I want to tell you it's a complicated halacha. Don't paskin it on your own. Hey, he's mechal Shabbos. He can't count him for a minyan. You got to speak to somebody who knows the situation of the person and knows the halacha, because you have to know what it means to be mechal Shabbos b'mezid. You have to know what it means to be Mechal Shabbos. Befarhesya. What does Befarhesya mean? Some want to say Befarhesya means he doesn't care that anybody sees him. A lot of times people care. They'll do it in front of people. What's called Befarhesya? It's a complicated halacha. But to come and say, oh, big deal, 10 Yehudim, 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 Kasher, it's not true. If he's a Mechal Shabbos, you're not allowed to be mitzdarif him for a minyan. V'yesh mekilim b'zeh b'shas adchak. There are those that say, you know what, well, you don't have a minyan. He's a yid. Okay, so let's discuss he's a yid. All right, and I want to tell it to you without having my own personal, I just tell you the halacha the way it is. All right. You're looking, he's a yid, because you're thinking, what does he know? He doesn't. Now the truth is, you have a good makar for this. Where do we learn minyan from? Does anybody know where we learn minyan from? Eda. Matai la Eda, right? Why do I need this Eda Raza? This bit Eda. Who was the Eda? No, it wasn't. It was the Meraglim. The Meraglim were not only Bali Lashon Hara, they were Kaifer and Hashem. It says clearly. They said that their Chichazaku Mimenu. That makes sense. The minyan that we say, minyan. You know, today they kupata ir wants 10 tzaddikim to get together. You know where you learn minyan from? Right? They get 10 tzaddikim to daven for you if you give money. You know where we learn minyan from? Not anashim pshutim. Anashim pushim. Raglim. Katuba Berhetev on the Shulchan Aruch. He brings from earlier Kadmainim. Mikan Raya Shafilu Poshe Yisrael Heminyan. Because you see, where do we learn minyan from? We learn it from Poshim. People were Poshim. People of Poshim. You hear what's going on here? To teach you. And they bring the whole Raya called Tanicha Emba Mi Poshe Yisrael. The minyan, the diamonds for a tanik. You want tanik Hashem she answer your tefillahs? You need Poshe Yisrael. Where do we learn it out? From the Ketairis. In the Ketairis, you also had chelbana. Chelbana was a good smell or a bad smell. And still, what?
But then you need 10, still.
Who said? With the chelbana?
Chelbana is 11.
Wow. So the Behetiv really brings this as a raya, that you can be mitztarif. And he brings that. You're asking a very good question. L'chayri the Chalban was number 11. I agree with you. But that's what the Be'er Eitah brings to the Kadmonim. Now, let's go back to discuss, so why a Mechali Shabbos different? And the answer is, a Mechali Shabbos is not just a Poshea. Mechali Shabbos is Dino Ka'akum. That's why we have a big issue with the Mechali Shabbos. It's not just the Poshea. It's the Dine Ka'akum. And what do you need? You need Asara Mi Yisrael. Okay? Now again, who is called the Mechal Shabbos? I'm very mekil on this. I'm very mekil on all this. But at the same time, you got on the halach. The halach is En Litzarev Mechal Shabbos for Hesed. V'yesh mekilim b'zeh b'shas adchak. Umi kamakan im ha'omrim kaddish heim b'cheskes Mechal Shabbos b'for Hesed. Sarich ha'shliach tzibur. Yisrael kasher achar loimer imayem kaddish. You should try to get somebody to say the kaddish with the person. To say the kaddish. Why? Because maybe it's not so simple to have a mechal Shabbos becheskas. See? And again, be careful. Don't decide on your own. Bah, he's a mechal Shabbos. It has to be mechal Shabbos becheskas mechal Shabbos. It has to be Bechazel Chal Shabbos Befarhesya. It has to be Bemezit, almost Bemerit. Okay? So, it's not so simple. Then you have the whole issue of Tinek Shenishba, who is and who isn't. We've spoken about that in the past. How about Misha Einem Aniach Tefillin? Avel Einem Chal Shabbos. Bishas Hadchak Efshel Litzar Fulaminyan. So if a guy walks into shul, he's not wearing tefillin, but he's just sitting there. If he's not a Mechal Shabbos, Bechesk is Mechal Shabbos, you can tzarf him to a minyan.
What about an RL?
Exactly where we're getting to. Mi she'eino minyan lamel is banav. Someone who doesn't do bris milah is children. And what's pshat? Eino minyan. It's not just he doesn't know. He b'shita does not want brit milah. Yeshay brit. She'ein l'tzarf l'minyan. So if someone's an Oral, he's not allowed to be accounted to the minion. And some say, yeah, he did one Aveira, Bila. It's a big one, but it's only one Aveira. Mumal Adavar Echad is not called a Mumar, and therefore you could be mitzvah to a minion. By Mamzer, it says. It doesn't say by Mila. It says it by Mamzer. No, it says by Mamzer. You have a Mamzer b'kal Hashem. In your Topah, you have other psukim that most people don't have. I would feel sad to read from your Sefer Torah. He remembers. Okay, Shmuley, could you help me out? Does it say Lo Yavi Orel b'kal Hashem, or does it say Lo Yavi
Mamzer only?
Mamzer only.
Very.
So listen carefully. And so good. So this is Allah. Okay, Maish, yeah, you understand that you made a mistake and you're Moid Al Emet. Okay. Okay. Ain't Safik? Not yet. You see the chutzpah that goes on. So he still thinks he's right. It's lo katuv chayav l'chalol Shabbat. Kacha katuv batorah sheli. Batorah shelo. Ain't safek, you're not going to find it, it's not there. Ain't safek, you're looking for
it. How about Google?
Google, Shmuggle, Kugel, you're looking for Kugel.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm wrong, it says Leibovich.
Oh, he's wrong, get up. Get up and say, Taiti, Laiti kiseoved, and Laiti kipeshoved.
Tomorrow, we'll have during the Shachar Shorosh Hashanah, I'm going to do Vidur.
Okay, that's it. Now, Mishayna Miniach. Yeah, ain't Safik. Shemamzer. How about a Mamzer? Bechol Sharpsuli Kahal. So, what would you say, Maisha? You could count him for a minion?
Mamzer, no.
So it's a machlaikus, you and the halacha. Halacha is mitstarfin le minion. So this is the way, whatever he says, you'll know the opposite.
You can play with you in the casino.
That's right. Whatever he bets on, you know the opposite. Hey, Savik. Shemam's a go ask him the lottery numbers and do the opposite. He says one, you write two. Ain't Savik? You hear the Lashon? Ain't Safek. It's not even a two, maybe. It's not even a maybe.
So what does it mean?
The only person that has a maybe in this?
It's
Moshe.
But what does that mean
in the Pasuk? Loyal Bikasha. Loyal, you can't marry him. That's all it means. Ain't Savik Shemam's a Chal Shapsul. Kahol? Mitzdarfim. Doesn't say mitzdarfim. It says mitzdarfim. And another thing I want to tell you, just because you call your friend the mamzer because he did something to you, it still doesn't make him a mamzer. So don't worry about it. Now, yesh oimrim she'ein ha'isha mitzdarefes l'minyan. Yesh. Did you hear what we just said? Yesh oimrim.
I mean, those
who do the form. You hear? Count the woman for a min. Big topic. Yay, Shaimrim. Shayna is there a minion. But still, should she go to minion? What's the point of her going to a minion then? If you hold that she's not part of the minion, so let her dominate at home. Why should she go to minyan? Of course not, right? Now, Avim Ali Chasab is going to get him to the Burim Vafroiz B'malachat Filu Beis HaKnesses. Yeah, but if let's say she goes to shul, and what does she do? She put it away. If she goes to shul, what happens?
Okay.
If she goes to the shul, and what happens? She doesn't stop talking. She's yapping away, and it's making noise, and just like little children, keep them away. Yeah, maybe. Stay. Don't come to shul. Come to shul to talk. You come. It's for men too. You come to shul to talk. Then don't come to shul. What are you coming for now? Says the V'cheinim al yidei alichas abeis haknesset dove grem afrol tzer abayis labala. What happens? She goes to shul, and because of that, she's not doing home what she's supposed to do at home. She's not preparing the food. Well, you see, B'cheinim say chas v'shalom. Ashkenazim, they don't get offensive. It's not that offensive to them. Anyway, adav shalait tisbal b'beis haknesset v'tivashel labala. Let her cook for her husband. Tapel be a lot there. I see this you're going to take home with you. I see you ready. I saw there was a whole thing about going to Kivus Sadikim and taking ladies and stuff to Kivus Sadikim. I don't get involved in politics or anything. But I can tell you, let her be home. What is she doing about Kivus Sadikim? Her husband has to be her tzaddik. She shouldn't want him to die. It should be Kivus Sadikim. She shouldn't want to bury him, that should be given Sadiqim. But at the same time, you hear, Moshe, why didn't you listen? Yeah. And at the same time, yeah, her husband is her Sadiqim. She has to be, she built him klapi bala, ain't a Michael. Yeah, let's say he says, I don't want you to take this trip. It can happen very common. You know where it can happen? A lady says, I want to go to Israel. Why do I want to go to Israel? I want to go to Kiryas Sadikim and I want to go to Kaisel. Theoretically, your husband could say, no, I want you to stay home. You hear? I know that a lot of people are going soon to Israel. I spoke to the wives, they were saying, please go. But if it's the other way around and the wife wants to go, you hear? If the wife wants to go, theoretically you could tell her no. But I could just tell you that if you tell your wife no, don't think you're going to have too much shalom bias in your life. So just remember that. Bal kopanim be'ika halacha. Women, minyan, they're not part of the minyan, but they could join with the minyan. You hear? They're not part of it, but they still have an inyan to join with it. Now here's an interesting question. Like we spoke, the minyan has to be b'makay mecha. So the elu ha'imdim b'cheder samuch. You ever walk into the big shuls by the chasidim? You have a minion, one guy's in this room, and one right, and the rooms are next to the shul, and they're counting. Afilu royim, elu es elu. Einam, mitzdarfim le minion. Now, this is what I was trying to tell you. It's not about seeing the other guy. It's about being in the same room with the other guy. for some reason, by minyan, a little bit different than Birchas Hamazon. By Birchas Hamazon is a concept of Royin, Eilu es Eilu. Vegam, Mechitza, Shoschuchis, Makeves, Oin, Mishteh, Tzidam, it's Tzidarev. A lot of times you daven, and there's behind the Mechitza they're davening.
What? Why does it show up? Rabbi, gay person, can you add him to a minyan? It's the same, it's Kares like Aro. Ninth guy, I have one guy, he's a fake. What am I going to do?
Nothing.
I have one. It's a question. What? Rabbi Olbam spoke about transgender. I'm talking about this.
Solid question.
Moshe, I have a question for you. Is this issue bothering you? Is there a reason why it bothers you? Okay, now let's go Vaiti.
You
hear? Okay. So here's the question. So they have to all be in the same place. It's not enough that they should see each other. So here's an interesting halacha. Could you listen? You have the mechitza. Could you daven behind the mechitza? No, the whole idea of a mechitza is to make a hefzik. You can't daven behind the mechitza. He's not 10 people then. Oh, is that really good enough? There's a mechitza even without the curtain. Royin Eilu is not good enough. Not so simple. I wouldn't tell you to do that. So how about, here's another question. Here's an, higher than 10. This is higher than 10. Here's the question. You ready? What happens if it's a glass? You see, you could see through. It doesn't make a difference. It's not about seeing. Hear what I just told you. Erba bashashis, asur. Tsoya bashashis, mutar. Because that's about what? Being in the same room. Ataze. You hear the quote? The point is not if I see the other guy in the minyan. It has to be in the same room as the minyan. Since the mechitza is mafsik mutar. So this? No, because you already have a mechitza.
If you have the mechitza and the curtain is open, I can go right there next to him. If he's in the middle of the Amida, in the middle of Shmona Esrei, it's an efsek. I can go within his
power. Rebid, yesh omrim, la halacha shezeh mutar. Tishma, let me tell you again. You know, in the yeshivas, they do go back, oseh shalom. Why? Because they say, since there's a table and there's a little shtender, that's already called a mechitza, good enough, mikara halacha. The problem is that you also have the tama halacha. There's two inyanim. One is you can't walk b'makom hashchina. Umit palel. Lefnei shu omed lefnei hamelech, you want to walk and cross in the middle. Then you have a second problem, ata mafriya lo hakavana. Aze lo yazor lecha. Ze lo yazor lecha. Al ma shata mafriya oto, ze yesh lecha ben kach u ben kach. So that's what I was trying to tell you. It's not that simple to be passed by just because there's a little wall and then it's not because you'd be mafriya him. But mi ikar alacha, tzarich liot mutar. Ata lo ni over lefanav. Katu bagmar barishainim, akisaot. And that's what I want to tell you. You're on a bus, for example. Tell me, you're down on a bus. You have these big seats. Could you make a minyan that way? So I'll talk about it here. So maybe it should be called like a mechitza. Why? Huh?
Ceiling also have a lot of important. If it's one big ceiling connected together, it's connecting everybody. Now, a ceiling is,
but you see that in halacha is not that simple. For example, another example. Ceiling, could I daven in the Ezra's Nashim when it's a higher level? Can I daven there?
That's what happened last of the shoe. They have this problem.
You can't do this.
Here.
Mikamakai. Haime be'ezus nashim u'be'mechitza mafsekis yesh chalon u'marla and panav misham mitzdar v'imayim la'sora. Why? Because the ezus nashim is part of the Bet Knesset. Wait. V'imayi sham asora u'mispal imayim be'ezus nashim nechshev tlas tfil b'tzibu avol. Why? That's what I was trying to tell you. It's not so simple. No, because it's not simple. It's not. The chidush is, what's the chidush? Listen, tishma. Hachidush po lo ha'inyan shani ro'e otcha. Hayan sheh bayit echad. I should be in one room.
This case is Adashim second floor. Adashim.
You're not even talking about that. Yeah, I understand that. Oh, so could be when it's in the same. Could be, but or you say mechitza is mechitza.
Much better.
I want to tell you something. People don't even realize the contradiction that they're saying. You know what the whole inyan of the mechitza is? Not to see the ladies.
Not to see the ladies.
That's not true. That's what you say.
No
way, I have nothing to look at. It's not that. That's not the reason, okay? That's not the reason.
Separate.
You know what the reason is?
Shalom litpalel ba'oto cheder.
You know who said this? Rav Moshe Feinstein. That was his whole chiddush. Rav Moshe's chiddush with the mechitza is it doesn't have to be very tall that you can't see the ladies. As long as it's a kasher mechitza, you're in a different room. Tishma. Mishu medaber kacha she tizaher.
No,
I'm answering you. Rav Moshe Feinstein, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm explaining to you. Listen to me. Lagid shezeh rak Rav Moshe Feinstein. Zelo anidun. If you don't hold up, if you don't hold of this, you can't walk into any young Israel. You know that? Because it's a conservative shul, if not this. Do you walk into any shuls here in Queens? Because of Rav Moshe Feinstein. If you didn't hold the Rav Moshe Feinstein, you wouldn't be allowed to walk into those shuls. We follow Rav Moshe Lemaisa. Now, Hasidim have big tanot on this. The Hasidim hated this tshuva and they went out against Rav Moshe. I don't get involved in big people's fights.
It's different, but in house it's also different.
So I'm answering you. Listen to me carefully. If you held that a mechitza means you're in a different place, so you have a big issue that if I daven behind the mechitza, it might not be good. And that's what he's trying to tell you. Meikar halacha. The whole idea of the Ezra's Nashim upstairs is to say they're not davening downstairs. Why is it mutter to daven when the women are up there in the tent? Because they're not davening with me. They're somewhere else. So what, you daven with a minion over there? You want to explain to me how it could become a minion? It's not so simple. That's what he's trying to tell you. Better go down because it's not simple, all this. The other way to say it is, sof, zeb a bit knesset. Zeb a bit knesset.
Does it depend on my kavana?
It has nothing to do with your kavana, and it has nothing to do with Roim Zed Zed.
What's the reason?
I told you again. So let me.
What's the reason?
Okay, so you know what? Let me start again one time from the beginning. Like this, you get it clearly. Amarti lecha, zelo litpalel im haminyan. Ze litpalel bitziruf haminyan. Tzarich liot litztaref laminyan. You need to be part of the group. Im ani bebakom acher, ani bekvish, v'ani mula kvish, I'm in a different street. The street could be this small, divides us. Cars go by, it's already in two different places. I just showed that to you. So if I daven in the Ezra's Nashim, if you want, Chaim, move away a second. Just if I daven in the Ezra's Nashim, the whole idea, according to many Paiskim of the Ezra's Nashim, is Lomash is a lot of cheder. That's the whole idea of the Ezra's Nashim. The idea of putting up a mechitza is not Shaloli Rotet Anashim. The idea of the mechitza is Shani Vatab Lo Batom Makom.
So if the person doing Chanukah Tabayit, or
you want to know what the biggest raya is? You know what the biggest raya, Rav Moshe's raya, and any posek who's honest about learning and davening about halacha says you can't argue with Rav Moshe's raya. Rav Moshe's raya was brilliant. You know what Rav Moshe's raya from the Bet HaMikdash? The Ezra's Nashim, you were able to see. The whole idea of the Ezra's Nashim was for Simchas Beis HaSheva, they should be able to see the dancing.
Was supposed to be the beginning even in the September. The
no. So what do you see? The whole idea was lafsik makom. What's? Oh, give me a second. Shh, give me a second. The Sri De'esh was from the big poskim. You know what he said? Kol mi sheyesh lo shemet shel emet b'toch libo chayav lohodot al ha'raya shel Rav Moshe Feinstein. There's nothing. The raya is a good raya. Now, I'm not telling you I don't, you know, like I said, you know me long enough, I don't have opinions. By me, all of you, every yid is perfect, is great. And I talk to you, I give you all the different opinions. Hasidim didn't hold of all this. Hasidim was so vehemently against this whole idea. What do you mean you could see the ladies in shul? Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. Because they were learning it's more about snius. So therefore a mechitza that you could see the ladies. That's not a mechitza. If you didn't follow Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe, according to Rav Moshe, he was mad to all the young Israels. Otherwise you can't walk into a young Israel. You're not allowed to, for sure now. You might not even be able to walk in. So Rav Moshe came and said the mechitza was kosher. Why? Because it had the measurements of a mechitza. So the point of a minyan. So what did we learn today? What is the point of a minyan? Minyan is not what? 10 people. It's litztaref la minyan. It's litztaref la minyan. Here. Bet Knesset shechilku l'shnayim. Al yidei mechitza gavay asar tvachim. V'chelek ma'asar ha'im de mitzad zeh. V'royin elus elu. L'maisa mitztarfim elu le'elu minyan asar. Why? Because at the end of the day, it's the same room. You know, a lot of the old shuls, they would put up a mechitza because it was too big. They didn't need Shabbos that whole space. The old shuls, they lost a minyan. People were getting older, so they would put up a thing because the chazan couldn't scream for an empty building, right? So the many had the questions. It comes out that the shul, if you're diving behind it, you might have a problem with. And the answer is, sof sof ze cheder echad. So he is learning a mechitza betoch cheder echad. Yicholim lakel. But in case it's Ezra's Nashim, which is meant to be Cheder Sheni, it's more of a problem. And still, since it's a Tobet Knesset, he's makel on it. But Afal Pikein, Nachon, the right thing to do is to go down. And yeah, what's your question? Is it meant to be one room?
It's like, have the house,
it's like an extended room.
So this is a good question. The whole idea is that if you're in the shul and on the side rooms, do you know what Hasidim say? That in the big shuls, the side rooms are also really considered part of the main room. That's what they say. It's still considered part of the main room. Okay. Baruch Hashem li'olam. Amen ve'amen. Ребята, я не могу,